with all the blessings God has given me in my life, and all the people who have blessed my life. I even wrote a poem once saying, what is the purpose of an old man? The purpose of an old man is to watch the young people, watch the other people, and take down in their mind how they serve mankind, how they fit in to the pattern of this life that we live here. I was thinking, I know one. My sister Bonnie and Jen. I went to my brother Charles was having a serious operation, and I was in Minneapolis, so I got to find where he is. And I got there, and lo and behold, Bonnie and Jim were there. And Bonnie already knew everyone's name in the waiting room. And she was talking to them about, they had a group of them that were Nigerians, and they had a grandmother that was very ill. And so we were talking and so forth. And I discovered that I knew a member of that family years ago. He was my good friend at college. And I mentioned his name, and some of my others remembered, yes, oh, you were at his going away party. So it was wonderful. And Bonnie knew them all and suggested, and Jim prayed for our brother, of course, and a prayer for their grandmother. And they both recovered, did well. It was a wonderful reason, because she didn't consider herself better. She considered that they were fellow human beings, and she wanted to get to know them. I was talking about that with Jim later, and Jim said, oh, Bonnie's never met a stranger. That was very critical. I'd love to tell stories on all of you. I could. I remember one. You were walking up the hill with us from the mattress wire. Yeah. And you were bright and shiny, and one young man was telling her how nice she looked. Yes, there are positive things we can learn about one another and about people in the world. And do you say thanks every time? I remember walking, looking for my granddaughter, who was working at a place in Phoenix, Arizona, and I was there, and I was going to go see her at work, because during those periods in my life, I was told by the Spirit, you need to know the rest of their life, not just in church, not just in the family. What do they do? What do they offer to the world? What is their part that they play? And so I was going to go see her at work. And I was walking, and it's in Phoenix, and the valley, they call it. And it was about 90 to 100 degrees. And I was walking, and I had just a little bit of money. And I was going to stop at McDonald's on the way back. Because they knew it was over by that freeway somewhere. So I go walking and I can't find it. So I'm by a fireball. And I think, well, maybe they tell me. So I rap on the door of the fireball. No one's there. They're gone with the fire truck. And so I'm standing there and I say a quiet prayer like we just sang. And the fire truck comes in. And somebody walks over and they let me, they didn't even drive in yet. They wanted to see what I wanted. So I walked over to the truck and I told them my need, and they said, well, come in. We'll take you there to the company she worked for. And they took me there. So I had to ride in the big fire truck. He went in to see for sure it was the place that he walked in. They came back out, so they were all excited too. It was a physical therapy company. Anyway, I visited with my granddaughter, and then I'm going to walk back and go 100 freeway to come over to McDonald's. Oh, I forgot to mention a very nice lady in the street before I got to the fireball was pushing her belongings on her cart. And cart made for babies, I think. She was pushing her belongings, and she looked pretty sad. And I don't know why God directed me. I spoke to her in Spanish. And she spoke only in Spanish. And she said her situation. She was going to her daughter's place. Her husband had passed away. And she had lucky to have two daughters. She stayed with one quite a while, and then she went to was going to the other daughter's place, but she only stayed there a while because the apartment wouldn't let extra people stay there. And so I prayed for her, and I gave her what coins I had. I only had coins, I didn't have dollars. And so when I got to the, I didn't tell the tale you all stories, but this is, God wants you to hear this. I went under the freeway and walked to McDonald's, and I felt what I had. I knew I'd get a double cheeseburger and a coffee. The coffee is senior, that's a gift. The double cheeseburger is a dollar. And I had that much. Well, the double cheeseburger wasn't a dollar anymore, and the coffee wasn't free anymore. And so I stood there and I said that to them. I wanted a double cheeseburger and a coffee, but I see they went up in price. And so I just took a glass of water and a cheaper sandwich, and I sat down. I'm eating my sandwich, and a man comes over and puts a McDonald's gift card on my table and walks away. I should have asked him his name, I suppose, but I thank God for his help. Get to know those around you and love them, and God will bless you. It's happened so much in my life. I was at a pharmacy in Independence. I needed to buy a tube of salve that I needed. For an infection I had, and because that was during the time of my serious hospitalization there, and I had some money, and Merlin Eddie was with me, and he had some money, so I'm in a lineup, and I come on the lineup up to anyway the drugstore, and I get there and I show her the prescription. She said, I couldn't ever believe such a thing. That's $72.99. I said, wow, that must be a mistake. I can't believe it. And I said, this is the prescription where you looked that up again. She looked up again. Yep, that's what it is. And I said, Merlin, shoot these, they all have that much. And a man stepped forward from the line. And she said, you can't cut in, sir. Get back in the line. He said, no, this is for that man's bill. And he put the card down, and he says, it'd be gone at the end of the month anyway. And I went out with him. Watch how many times God blesses you. Keep it in your head, because that shows you the value of your life. That shows how other people value you. And if you value them and what they do, then God will remember you. My mouth is dry. Now, I'm called to preach, not tell stories. So, when we look into scriptures, this is what I got in my heart when I was asked to preach, what came to my mind right there. We read study scriptures to find out what is, not to find out what I believe. God gave me that right back there. We study scripture to find out what is, not what I believe. So let's do that. The gospel. What is the gospel? And we will read exactly what it is. And that is very wonderful to us because we believe in the Book of Mormon. And the Book of Mormon puts it all in one place. Well, two main places. Just straight. What is the plan of salvation? Alright, Herman. Third Nephi, chapter 12. I'll start at verse 25. Behold, I have given unto you my gospel, and this is my gospel, which I have given unto you, that I came into the world to do the will of my Father, because my Father sent me. And my Father sent me, that I might be lifted up upon the cross, and after that I have been lifted up upon the cross, I might draw all men unto me. That as I have been lifted up by men, even so should by men lift up upon the cross my draw men to be. That as I have been lifted up by men, even so should men be lifted up by the Father, to stand before me to be judged of their works, whether they be good or whether they be evil. We're lifted up to the Father to be judged. The Book of Revelation talks about the great judgment when the books are opened. And the book of your brain, what if it was open and all the things you wanted to forget are there? That day is ahead of us because it's all there. What you thought you forgot is still there. The only way we can face it is with the mercy of Jesus Christ. The only way to fix it. If we don't have that, we'll be eternally sad. 28. And for this cause have I been lifted up. Therefore, according to the power of the Father, I will draw all men unto me, that they might be judged according to their works. And it shall come to pass that whoso repenteth and is baptized in my name shall be filled. And if he endureth to the end, behold, him will I hold guiltless before my Father at that day when I shall stand to judge the world. And he that endureth not unto the end, the same as he that is also hewn down and cast into the fire, from whence they can no more return because of the justice of the Father. And this is the word which he hath given unto the children of men. And for this cause he fulfilleth the words which he hath given, and he lieth not, but fulfilleth all the words, and no unclean thing can enter into his kingdom. I was reading a novel once. I loved my characters. Oh, I loved it. I've been working at it. I had been at that time working on it for a couple of years. And it's just wonderful. There's a twist to it and comes to a conclusion. It proves a lesson for religious people. But it says here, no unclean thing can enter into your kingdom. Well, one of my key characters was not clean in the way she lived her life. And that was part of the example. What did I do? I burned it. That was not easy. I tried to rewrite it. I tried to put it on the sword. And I tried to take out what wasn't nice. But I couldn't do it. So what did I do? I burned it. Actually, Jacob helped me burn it. My son could use a lesson. Hard to do. sometimes you're gonna do hard things to make it clean. 32. Therefore, nothing entereth into his breast, save it be those who have washed their garments in my blood because of their faith, and the repentance of all their sins, and their faithfulness unto the end. Now this is the commandment, repent, all ye ends of the earth, and come unto me, and be baptized in my name, that ye may be sanctified by the reception of the Holy Ghost. Oh, I know so many friends that love the Lord, that have done good things in their lives, but that have not been taught to be baptized. We're so blessed that we have these words. 34, verily, verily, I say unto you, this is my gospel, and ye know the things that ye must do in my church. For the works which ye have seen me do, that shall ye do also. For that which ye have seen me do, even that shall ye do. Therefore, if ye do these things, blessed are ye, for ye shall be lifted up at the last day. Now we're going to talk about the things that we should do. I want to go to Hebrews chapter 10. All right. Verse 16. This is Christ Paul talking to the Hebrews about so they can understand the atonement. Because in their law, they did sacrifice to cover their sins, but it didn't save them. The sacrifice of Jesus saved them. Not their works, not their sacrifice of animals and so forth. Verse 16 explains that. This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days of the law of Moses, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and into their minds will I write them. That's what we are. The whole world, by the way, they know good and evil. It says in 15th chapter of Alma, the knowledge of good and evil has come before all men. Or he that knoweth not good from evil hath salvation. 17. And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Now where remission of these is, there is no more offerings for sin. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promise. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Considering one another to provoke unto love and good works. I want to read Paul doing that to the Philippians. He's writing a letter to them. I think Philippians chapter 2. I wonder why it starts here. We start the first verse. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort in love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, Do you have mercy in your heart for people who have made a mistake? Or do you buy into the rumors when people talk about why that man and his wife aren't getting along lately? Or do you have mercy in your heart and pray for them? Fulfill ye my law, my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of the one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vain glory, but in the lowliness of mind, let each esteem the other better than himself. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Go in when you're like me, having to stay in different homes, waiting for when on earth will open up. Do I look around and value the things they have, or do I keep telling about things I have? Sometimes I'm the wrong way on that balance. But appreciate people and what is important to them in their lives, and move them with love. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Yes, we all remember the name of Jesus. Pray often throughout your day, asking him to help you. Dear Lord, in the name of Jesus, help me that I might be the person to have the kind of love that your son has. Pray always that you'll be humble, that you'll have the kind of, that you'll be the kind of person that Matthew 25 talked about. Let's find that. Amen. Yes, Lord. Matthew 25. I'm having some vision problems, so I go from Matthew to helicopter. Okay, here we are. Matthew 25. We'll start where he says about the sheep from the goats. Okay, 31. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. It's telling us about the judgment. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. Maybe you all know this, but I'm going to read it. I have to hear it very often. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come ye, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungry. Why? For I was an hungry, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee, and hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee, a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, or clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was an hunger, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me not in. Naked, and ye clothed me not. Sick, and in prison, and ye visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hunger, or a thirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye give it not to one of the least of these, ye give it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. Now, we have the new and living way. Wouldn't I read in Hebrews? That we have the Spirit, the knowledge of good and evil. It's placed in us. And so we have choices to make. And they include sacrifices. I told you about my book. That's not a sacrifice mentioned in Scripture. But we have to make sacrifices. Let's go to Romans chapter 12. Chapter 12. Now, we have the knowledge of good and evil. We have been told what we must do and have in the good record when we can be judged. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, only acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. We have to sacrifice our wants. Doesn't say needs, but we have to sacrifice things we wanted. I wanted that book written. I need the money, heaven's sakes. No. I have to make a sacrifice. And I'm not bragging about John Gill. How about the person who makes a sacrifice to visit with the person next to them in the airplane and learn how wonderful a person they are? I did that once, going across the country from Atlanta to Los Angeles. Amazing. An older woman. Amazing. She's from South Africa. And she was one of the Afrikaners, and we had to get out on the Mandela situation. There were extremes in both extremes, abuses in both extremes, and her and her husband had to get out. Her husband died. She remarried again. She was in Britain. She went back to Holland, then she went to Britain. And she married again. Her husband was an orchestra conductor. And she lived there until he passed away. And she was now living in Florida in a nice community. And she was going to visit her daughter, who was an actress in Hollywood. And I prayed with her. And it wasn't trouble going out. I told her my life, of course, and all the things we're doing. And we had a quiet moment of appreciating one another, I'm sure. And we're walking out, and she says, "You're not going to be able to take a city bus to get the Greyhound bus to go north up to visit." I was going to visit Lily, one of the refugee children we sponsored from Southeast Asia years ago. And I loved Lily. She was our little girl. She came to us, totally deaf, had a miracle. They had to, our elder in Minneapolis, and began here, and there were the doctors, and she went to school, graduated. She's in California. And I hadn't seen her all these years. I'm going to see her. And I told my whole story to this woman. And we're walking out. And she's, "Here, you take this." Oh, by the way, she told me she couldn't tell me what her daughter's stage name was. I'm not allowed to say. And anyway, she gave me this slip of paper. And she says, "That's my telephone." He says, "And you can just call me if you're hung up somewhere. And I'll be waiting for your call." I went out to the airport. I met a city bus, but the one that goes by, none of them go by where the Greyhound bus is, but the one that goes close by the Greyhound bus had already left. And another man there was cleaning on his butt step, and I started talking with him. He was a monk from Southeast Asia, and I talked about her father and dad, the people I worked with, and I was so grateful for their nice people and so forth. He's about ready to leave. He said, "Get in." He says, "I'll get you there." So we're right downtown Los Angeles, and thick traffic, and he pulls over the curb and says, "You get off right here." And you walk right across the street, right over there. You wait about 10 minutes, the bus will be coming. It'll go right by the Greyhound bus people. Get to know the people around you and love them. And they'll love you as God. And bless you. What does it say in Romans? It says that we have to make a sacrifice. That's the sacrifice we make. And there's a promise within. The one that the people in the law of Moses made, there was no promise. There was no salvation in it. They all got saved when Christ, those who are worthy, got saved when Christ was crucified. But we have salvation every day. We have the salvation of Jesus Christ. And he's in our hearts. And we know the knowledge of good and evil is given to all of us. And we have to choose good over evil. And we just read from Matthew, "Have you done those things? Have you visited somebody in prison?" I remember I did once in Minneapolis, and somebody gave me a paper to give to him. And he bawled. It wasn't a nice thing. Someone in his family had given him. And I was there. I was glad I was there, because I could have blown his feet. We're called to be His people. We're called to serve the Lord Jesus Christ with all of our heart, mind, and soul. And I think I have Mark here. It's really the Sermon on the Mount, but it's in 3 Nephi, chapter 5. I'm going to read a little bit. You should read this every week. But behold, I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. And pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Pray for them. You know, this could get pretty serious. What about somebody who wants nothing more to do with you? A son or a daughter, a husband or a wife? Horrible thought. Pray for those. Just like from you, you and first you. That ye may be the children of your Father, which is in heaven. For he made his sun to rise on evil and on the good. Therefore, those things which were of old time, which were under the law, in me are all fulfilled. And we covered that already. We have another law. The knowledge of the evil is in us, and we must choose, and we often have to sacrifice. Sacrifice what? The desires of the flesh for what is correct, for what is right. I mentioned praying for those. I don't know why I would hold back. I pray for my children. I pray for my son. When I talk to the whole. I pray for my brother. One time, I prayed for some of you. At times when I hear something, we all should be concerned, one for another. The kind of people Jesus wants us to be. We're born again. We have the Spirit of God in us. We're guided day by day. So when you get an inspiration to do something good for somebody, now, sad that I should say this, but you should do it. Remember how tough it is. When I was asked to preach here, I was not ready. Not at all. They had only one thought. When you study Scripture, you study, find out what is, not what I believe. And then you'll be led by God. Because he's behind that kind of a study. God bless you all. I'm thankful that God has held us accountable to hear these words. And I'm sure that you will strive to live the way he wants you to live.
Turning to Psalm number 168, there are a few announcements that we do. Today, there's a graduation ceremony. Starts at 2 for our three graduates here, homeschool graduates here in our congregation. It starts at 2, and then there is a on the reception, open house afterwards. We'll have services here on Wednesday, 7, and next Sunday. We'll have sacrament. This will be the first Sunday of June already. You know, there are a lot of folks to pray for. I was paying attention as Bob was praying earlier at Sunday school, and I heard some names that we didn't realize anything might be going on there. But remember the names that have been mentioned. And my understanding is that someone passed away, and I missed this.
Grace Rudd.
That's what I thought I was picking up on. This. So please be with, please pray for Virgil and David and Becky, all of them. I don't know how these things are working up in the city right now, but when they seek to have a visitation in FEMA, I'm not sure how that works.
They don't.
They don't. So,
I'd like people to pray for Tuesday. We have an election, and it's a whole lot of everything is different. We have all this sterilization stuff and everything, and I just want guidance and help that everything will go well and that God will get the glory.
Amen.
I need help.
Prayers for Aunt Bonnie Jacob for her job in the as an election person there, but also the election itself. And we might pray for our country because the way things are going. And let's just say that I think we all understand that there is great opportunity for wrongdoing in elections when they try to change them up in order to deal with what they think that we have to deal with. I don't know how to say that. Standard my way through that, but I think you understand what I mean, that things will be done justly and uprightly, and that opportunities for fraud and those on them will be shut down. Pray for our country. There needs to be things that are different. I think we'd all feel that and know that. Anyone else, anything else that you want to mention before we... thank you. Our plans in June are just working to keep going forward, and we'll have a visitor in potluck in June as usual, and also that day we're going to have a jam session like we did, whenever that was,
December.
and anyone's invited to come down and sing and play instruments and enjoy each other's company and music. And the goal was we even would be learning things back and forth about the instruments or the songs or whatever. So. That is our plan in the future. I don't want to tarry too long here in announcements or whatever, but please keep those things in mind. And if you think of something later that needs to be mentioned, please tell me in a prayer request because we need to stay on top of those things. By now, you've found 168. So I'm going to ask you to stand, and we'll sing the song Living for Jesus.
Jesus, the light that is Thank you.
don't know why this happened to me, but probably somebody needs a lesson, including me. It wasn't 77.99, it was 47.99 for the tube of white metal.
And we are supposed to rejoice in the truth. Let us bow our heads. Our Heavenly Father, we rejoice in you and how you love us and how you take care of us and the blessings of our lives and how we can see you in them. And I pray that you help us to remember these testimonies we've heard today and also to remember the testimonies of our own lives, that we would look for the good that you have given to us in our lives, that we would look for the good that you have provided in this world for us, that you would help us to look for the good in one another, and that we would seek to serve one another and willing to make sacrifice in order to do that. These lessons are so important to us to make us different than the rest of the world, different than those who are not calling upon your name. I pray that you would help us to always remember your name, remember the commandments that we have committed ourselves to. I ask that you would forgive us when we fail to do so, and that you would strengthen us so that we will not fail again. Thank you for being a God of second chances, and thirds, and fourths, and all that we need, we provide. I ask that you would bless us each one as we depart, as we go on to other activities this day, whatever it is that you would lead us to do, and those things that we have planned to do, that we continue to do, that all of them would be blessed by your name, that you would pour out your Spirit upon us. And we indeed could be your people as we desire. Help us to know and understand what that really is. I ask these favors in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you for being one of the